talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Love to it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation, baby, I know when it's gone, we're facing the
good afternoon and happy new year, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Maren Morris with The Bones. That's this week's home theme song, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Kevin Elliott, and he's the new owner of Buchanan Tile and Design in Mount Pleasant, a great tile store. We'll also be talking with Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light, and we're going to talk to him about getting some skylights installed in your house, and they also do repairs if you happen to have some existing skylights. And then finally, we have our latest Brilliant Builders and Renovation Sensations interview with custom builder Kurt Wagner with Curtis Daniel Homes. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Kevin Elliott with Buchanan Tile and Design. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. How about you?
Good, good. Kevin, take a moment and tell everyone about Buchanan Tile and Design.
Well, you know, we're a unique tile store. We, you know, been in business for over 20 years, and we try to carry unique tile that you can't find in other locations. You know, so we have a wide range of tile, stone, natural stone, to be able to choose from, and our designers are some of the best in town, at best in the state, I would say. We, you know, our designers, you know, listen to our customers and our clients, find out what their budget is, find out what they're, you know, what kind of style they're looking for, and then they work with them to, you know, pick the design that matches their style and make it look like it came just out of the magazine.
Well, that's great. Good deal. What would you, can you give me an example of maybe of Buchanan Tile and Design has that maybe some of the other tiles that they're not going to be able to find in the other tile stores?
Yes, you know, we have pretty much every kind of tile you can think of. You know, we have ceramic, porcelain, cement tile, natural stone tile. We carry, you know, tile for swimming pools. We have pavers and tile for hardscapes outdoor, like for outdoor kitchens. You know, so we pretty much, if it's a hard surface, we pretty much carry it. You know, the tile that we offer is, you know, top of the line. So our designers actually, you know, we have about 80 vendors that we work with, and our designers go through those, you know, each one of those vendors and picks out designs that, you know, matches our clients in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's the trends in this area. So they'll pick out, you know, select samples to show in our showroom, and, you know, that way we're carrying the best of the best and, you know, what our designers see in the market and, the you know, with the trends.
You know, I've always curious about this is which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do homeowners come to Buchanan Tile and Design and say, do you have this type of tile or this style of tile? Or are you the ones that are choosing the tile and then introducing it to your customers?
Yeah, so, you know, we have a, you know, I guess a wide range of clients. You know, some of them are builders. Some of them are actual designers that come in with their clients to work with them. And then we have, you know, individual homeowners come in and work with our designers to, you know, design the space that they're looking for. Usually we listen to what the client's looking for. So, you know, if there's something that they wanted to use for a pool, then, of course, we're going to show them which tiles, you know, are pool-related and, you know, pool-certified so that they could, you know, pick from those. You know, if it's something for a shower, there are certain tiles that you don't want to use in wet areas, and some of them are easier to clean than others. Like, you know, so a porcelain's easier to clean than the natural stone, but you get that natural stone feel, that, you know, natural feeling from that natural stone. So you kind of give and take each one. So it's really listen to our clients, you know, what are their needs, and picking the best product for their application. Sometimes our customers come in and are looking for one thing, not realizing that they really, you know, that they were not, I guess, really not looking, I guess, decided they didn't like that because, you know, once they get some information about that type of tile and what the positives, you know, positives and negatives of it, then sometimes they change their mind and go a different route. Mm-hmm. So it's a mix. You know, if they're working with a designer that's coming in with a client, designers, you know, already work with the client, they know about the client, so they're pretty much coming in and showing samples related to what they're looking for. And most of the designers know what tiles for different areas, and if they don't, we can help them with that piece. And then as far as builders, usually the builders will send the homeowners into the store or showroom, and, you know, usually they have a budget in mind for a new build, like a home build, and then we work with that client to meet that budget but still get that same look that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the designers at Buchanan Tile and Design, you know, because it can be very overwhelming when you go to a tile store. There's so many different choices and, you know, so many different factors. If you decide you want your tile to go on a diagonal versus a straight run or something like that, it can affect the, you know, the installation price. So you need, your designers need to be very well versed in you know, the how the tile will be installed and the, you know, how certain installations are going to be more expensive than others.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we've got designers that's been in the business over, you know, 20 years as well. We got some new designers that came out of the either building industry. You know, one was an architect before, so they have a lot of experience. They're able to, you know, help those clients because, you know, if you go into a big box store, you're not going to get the help that you need. And I see so many homeowners, you know, go in and buy a tile. They get the installer that doesn't, you know, maybe doesn't know the application for what they're installing it for, and they end up using the wrong, you know, mortar or backer for it, and it causes them problems down the road. So our designers are able not only to pick designs, but lead the homeowner in the direction that they, you know, as far as installing, what materials they want to install to make sure that it, you know, stands up to a lifetime.
Yeah, that was going to be another, my next question was, what advice do you have for homeowners that you know, maybe you're thinking about going to a big box store to buy their tile?
Yeah, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with the tile they carry. It's just they don't have the selection that we have. They usually buy in bulk, and, you know, whatever they got a good deal on is which, you know, what they carry in their stores. For us, everything's made to order. So if you come in and you look for a certain tile, we don't keep it. We do keep some install products in stock, but for the tile, we don't keep it in stock. We order it based on that current, you know, current client's needs and what they're looking for. So that helps us stay up on the current trends and also carry that unique tile that everybody can, you know, that you don't go into a house and see the same tile that your neighbor has, because that's what our customers are looking for, something unique. It's something that's long, you know, has that designer appearance for a magazine, and something that's going to hold up a lifetime.
Yeah, my advice to anyone is do not buy a tile at a big box store because tile is one of those materials, and maybe that's not true for every building material out there, but for tile, you really do need a designer that is going to help. Going to hold your hand and really help guide you through the process because you really can There's just so many choices. It can be so overwhelming for people. And Buchanan Tile and Design, do you charge extra for your design services, or is that part of the whole experience?
Yeah, that's part of the whole experience. We, you know, we do design in the store. Now, we do have, if a client requests us to come out of their house to help them design an area or space, we do charge a fee for that design up front. But then, and that depends on location and type of project. But then once they order a towel, that that fee's taken off their towel order.
Oh, okay.
Just to cover us, for, you know, for going on their location. But, you know, that is part of our, we offer that to everybody, and it's just one of, you know, like I said, just part of the service we offer.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone where Buchanan Tile and Design is located and how they can reach you by phone and on the web.
Yeah, so our location currently, our number one location here is in Mount Pleasant at 483 Long Point. We're on the right just before you get to the port. And then our phone number here is 843-881-8911. And our email address is, our web address is www.Buchanan, B-U-C-K-H-A-N-N-O-N, T as in tile, D as in design, .com. And we also have a current location, but we're also open a second showroom downtown at 2108 Monrovia Street. Hopefully we'll have that open by February, and that'll even give us more options as far as choices. We'll have some of the same, you know, different tile, but, you know, for a downtown area and a coastal area, there's, you know, different trends and different styles that different people like. So we'll be able to, you know, focus our tile selection based on that area.
Well, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, I have been we've been talking with Kevin Elliott with Buchanan Tile and Design. Thanks so much, Kevin. And joining us on the phone now is Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Natural Home Light.
Well, Natural Home Light is a skylight company, and we are a skylight specialist in that we replace old skylights, or we can install new skylights in areas of your home that you don't have any daylight. And that's what we do.
Gotcha. And who should be thinking about maybe having skylights installed in their home?
If you have a skylight in your home right now that's older than 20 years old, you need to stop thinking about maintaining that skylight and start budgeting to upgrade and replace that skylight with energy code, with impact glass, with performance. It is the next generation of skylight daylighting products out on the market, and you really need to upgrade for energy efficiency, safety, and code requirements. And if you don't have a skylight in, let's say, a great room or a kitchen, and you find yourselves turning the lights on throughout the day on a nice sunny day, you need to consider how to get nice, healthy daylight in that space too. So we can install and do what we call a new cut in a dark space. So we can replace your skylights, your old inefficient skylights, or we can upgrade your room and bring in a lot of great new natural daylighting.
You're in an industry with Natural Home Light where you probably come across homeowners that maybe have experienced some problems, some leaks, and so forth with skylights, and it's unfortunate that you probably have to apologize for somebody else's mistakes and correct those somebody else's mistakes. But what is it about Natural Home Light that sets you apart from some of those companies that maybe installed a skylight for somebody incorrectly, or they've had a bad experience?
Yeah, that's a good point, Tim. I think Noah had skylights on the ark that leaked, and it started there with people saying, oh yeah, I never have a skylight, it leaks. Well, that's not the case, especially now with the design and upgrades of feature and performance of today's skylight. So unfortunately, we are following a contractor sometime who's been on the roof or worked around the roof or worked for the homeowner who maybe has worked on the skylight or installed a new skylight and just didn't know what all they needed to know about best practices, waterproofing, correct flashing. There's a lot of parts and pieces to a skylight. Let me say also, to most people, their largest investment is their home. And the roofing industry is always talking to the homeowner about a good roof that's installed correctly. Well, in many homes, in that great installed roof is a window. And that window has to be treated, that skylight has to be treated as a potential issue, if not installed, flashed, and waterproofed correctly, to protect that investment long term. So I walk in a home and I look up and it's like, oh my goodness, I'll see bad water stains, evidence of long-term damage. And I will say, it looks like you've got a pretty bad leak. And they will say, I just haven't been able to find the right person to fix it. I've had it caulked. I've had it covered, but it keeps leaking. And unfortunately, they hadn't been able to get a hold of us. They didn't know we were there. This is what we do. And we can fix the problem, and we can put a skylight in there that will work long term.
Without getting into great detail, can you kind of describe maybe what natural home light does to safely and securely install or fix a skylight versus maybe what some of the less reputable competitors might do?
Well, it's real simple. There's three parts to the skylight. There's waterproofing, flashing, and the skylight product. So what we do is remove the problem. We remove the skylight. We go down to the roof deck. We repair and pay attention to anything that needs to be repaired or replaced on the roof deck. Then we install the skylight. We waterproof by code, especially in the low country with 120-mile-an-hour wind codes and the zones we're in. There's special waterproofing and flashing to use, and we use those products. And we use the correct skylight with the impact glass, which is also required. It's OSHA requirement, insurance requirement. So when we're finished with the job, we can safely say it is not going to leak. Now, God forbid we have the big Hugo and the big tree falls on the house and busts the skylight. Well, you're going to have a problem, but you're going to have much bigger problems than the skylight. You're going to have other issues. But as far as storms, rain, ice, snow that we get occasionally, it is not going to leak, and we guarantee it not to leak for as long as that shingle's on the roof.
Does a homeowner need to wait until maybe their roof needs replacing to have a skylight installed at the same time, or is that not a factor?
Oh, that's a big factor. That's a good thing to talk about. So the rule of thumb, and you'll hear this from the roofing industry and from the skylight industry, the rule of thumb is to replace the skylight at the time you're installing the new roof. And for many factors, that doesn't happen often. But as a rule of thumb, replace your skylights when your roof is replaced. Don't panic. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself in a situation where you just spent a bunch of money to get a great new perfect roof, but you wanted to save a penny and you told the roofer, just leave the skylights, I don't have a problem with them. 6 months later, boom, you've got a problem with them. Don't beat yourself up. We come in after the fact. We use the brand new shingles. We waterproof the new skylight in. You won't know we've been there. We don't affect the brand new roof. And you have a long warranty and guaranteed product.
Does Natural Home Light sell any skylights that open at all?
So, yeah, Velux is the manufacturer we buy from, and they really are the leader by far in the residential skylight business. And they have a plethora of selection from fixed skylights to venting skylights. And one of their fastest growing segments options is the solar-powered venting skylight, which requires no wiring, no hot wiring, no electrician. But we can take out an old fixed skylight and install a new solar venting skylight that runs with an app you download on your smartphone. It also qualifies for the federal and state tax credits. And even though it costs a little bit more initially with a tax credit, it's really a big advantage to upgrade to the solar venting product.
And if the homeowner has to leave the home quickly, or they forget and leave the that vented skylight open, does it automatically close if it starts to rain, or how's that work?
Good point, Tim. The solar powered unit comes with a rain sensor. So yes, you know, especially in the summertime, blue sky. You jump in the car and go to the grocery store, you got the bad storm. With the sensor on the skylight, it knows to close if you've left it open. Also, the app that is on your phone, and that app is called Velux Active, or the Velux Active app, that you'll get the notification on your phone that your skylight is closing. If you've left home and you want to open the skylight from your phone, you can open the skylight. You can set it on timers, but you don't have to worry or maintain the venting operation. It knows to shut when it's raining or you have bad weather.
Gotcha. And let's say you want more daylight in the kitchen, but you have a two-story house. How does that work?
Well, if you have attic space above the area that you need daylight, then you can install a skylight or a sun tunnel. If there is a second or third story in the home, we really don't have an option for the skylight product. But about 20 to 30% of the time, we can look at putting a sun tunnel, which is a tubular skylight, through the second story living space, and bringing the tube into the kitchen area. So that is a possibility if you have a kitchen or a bathroom or living area with no attic space but a living space above you. We maybe would get a sun tunnel in there, but that's something we need to provide a field site survey for.
What's the most common room that skylights are added to in a house?
The number one room that skylights are added to would be the great room areas, specifically in the homes that have a slope or cathedral ceiling in their great room, which makes a very nice afterlook. When we install the skylights in a living space with a sloped ceiling in a great room, it looks like the skylights were installed when the house was built. It doesn't look like they were stuck in those applications. So we do a lot of great room, living room areas with skylights, and we call those new cuts. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that work.
Is there ever any issue with heat gain where a home is getting the daylight from the skylights, but it's causing the room to kind of heat up in the summertime?
No. So in the old day, when skylight manufacturers used regular glass, heating was a huge issue. Thermal performance was awful because you could be sitting on your couch on a July day, and when the sun came right through that clear glass, you could feel the heat on the couch.
Uh-huh.
The glass used today is many generations better than the glass of old, and so heat no longer is the issue, primary issue. And along with that concern is the fading of fabric or flooring or artwork. The new glass eliminates that problem also. And if you're in a tight space like a bonus room area above the garage where the skylight is sort of right at you at ceiling level. And the warmth in the summer may need to be controlled. That's a great application for their solar blinds. You can have solar double-pleated blinds installed, which really help you control both the daylight and the warmth in those conditions.
Very nice. Well, it makes me want to get a skylight installed in my own home. That sounds great. How can folks get in touch with Natural Home Light?
Well, that's easy to do. You can get us with an email at info@naturalhomelight.com. You can go to our website, get our information, iwantlight.com or naturalhomelight.com. Our phone number in the Lowcountry area is 843-412-5162. We want to set up an in-home consultation in the Charleston area. Dennis, who's really a veteran with us, who is, as detailed as he can be, he has installed a lot of skylights. He will come out to your home and walk you through the complete process with photos, with framing instructions and overview and work scope. He's very good, and he'll come out and give a free site survey for you.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, we have been talking with Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light, and light is spelled L-I-T-E. Thank you so much, Mike. And joining us on the phone is custom builder Kurt Wagner with Curtis Daniel Homes. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Kurt, take a moment and tell everybody about Curtis Daniel Homes.
Sure. We started about 2 years ago, and our goal is to surpass the ordinary in all aspects of our business. Customer satisfaction, the way we build, in all aspects. And so we are focused on Daniel Island and Mount Pleasant right now, but certainly looking to expand and build homes in other areas. We have a project that will be coming up on IOP. And so we're excited. We're continuing to grow and looking to continue to build great custom homes for our clients.
So you mentioned that that Curtis Daniel Homes has been around for a couple of years now. What's your background? How did you get into the custom home building business?
Sure. So I've always had a passion for architecture and actually spent some time as an architecture major in college, but one thing led to another and ended up with an accounting degree. So after a couple of years in public accounting, which I knew wasn't my path, ended up accepting a position with a national home builder and have been in the industry for over 20 years now in all varieties and aspects of positions, but decided a couple of years ago to start my own company and focus on custom homes. And so that's what we're doing.
Well, what great fields that for you to have a background in, first of all, architecture. I think that's incredibly important to even if you only were an architect major for a couple of years. I'm sure you gained a lot of great insight and experience from that.
Sure did. Yes, it's been like I said, a passion. I had a drafting table in my bedroom when I was a kid, and it's always been a passion. I think it might drive some of my architect friends a little crazy, but I like to think that I bring an added value to that part of the project.
Now, why do you say that? What drives your architect friends crazy?
Just the attention to detail and making sure that we've got the door swings in the right locations. We've got, as you're thinking about and looking at plans, you need to be thinking about how the house is going to live, and so I focus on that quite a bit. One of my clients from Daniel Island had requested that I be at all of the architecture meetings, which I'm happy to do, and so spent a lot of time in those meetings with my client and the architect, just talking about and making sure that we were coming up with the best home to serve the needs of that client.
Interesting. And then you mentioned that you have an accounting degree, and that's incredibly important in your line of work as a custom builder, because For example, like how many hours does it take for you to create a bid for a custom home for a potential customer?
You know, over the course of preparing that bid, it's probably, you know, a few days of total time, but it's spread out over the course of a few weeks. And I like to get that bid back as quickly as I can, but I also want to make sure that we're accurate. And so there are a good number of the trades that I will actually ask for them to submit bids in that process, and then we're estimating. But there's a constant back and forth between the budget and the actuals, letting clients know where they are in terms of the cost of their home, whether there's allowances or not, and just making sure that they're informed as to the cost and that we are all on the same page, because nobody likes the surprise at the end.
You're exactly right, and so much. When I had a friend who, when we were getting ready to build our home about 11 years ago, he said, be careful, because when you get going, you're going to be spending 100s like you're spending dollars. And it can really get out of hand, and that mentality that the homeowner has is like, well, you know, this is going to be my forever home, or this is going to be a home we're going to be in for a long time. Might as well do it now. You know, go with this or that, and then all of a sudden the original bid can really kind of balloon, right?
It sure can, and you know, I tell clients at the beginning, you know, we're going to make thousands of decisions. And if every one of those decisions we make is a, let's just say hundreds of decisions. So if every decision was $20, it's only a $2,000 difference at the end. But a lot of the decisions we'll make are $1,000 decisions. And so you put 100 $1,000 decisions together, and it's quite a bit of a difference in your final budget. And so there are a few of us who have the luxury of not being concerned about that, but for most of us it is a concern. And so what we try to do is, and upfront I try and have the client focus on what is most important to them. And it might be the kitchen because they love the cook. It might be the outdoor area because they like to hang out at the pool with friends and family. And so let's focus on those things. Let's make sure we get them the best that they can be. And if you go over budget in those couple of areas, that might be okay with you. But then in the other areas, for instance, secondary bedrooms, you know, the laundry room, that might be where we actually say, okay, we're going to stick exactly to the budget, or maybe we even try and shave some dollars in those areas. But let's focus on what's important and make sure we get those right, and then try and stay on budget for the rest of the project as well.
You know, I've talked to many builders over the years, and one of the questions that drives them crazy the most is, what's the cost per square foot going to be? And that's such a tricky question. It's something that a lot of homeowners base their decision on which builder that they're going to hire. And but just making a few changes as the house is under construction can really blow up that cost per square foot. For example, you decide that you want to add an elevator, for example, and all of a sudden that's gonna boost the cost per square foot. So is that a tricky thing for you to talk to homeowners about?
It really is. It's probably the most tricky thing to talk about. And I try to be, you know, I think everybody wants a home builder they can trust. And so certainly one of the things that I want to be is a trustworthy home builder. And I think sometimes when we're reluctant to answer that question about how much does it cost to build, folks think that we're trying to hide something, but we're really not. It's just there are so many different components that go into a build, and that can change it significantly. The siding choice, the flooring choice, how we finish that flooring choice, trim details and what kind of trim we use. And so there's just so many different variables, appliances, right? You can wildly different costs on different brands of appliances. And so it's really hard to zero in on a price per square foot. Once we know where that client is building, once we understand kind of the parameters of what they're thinking, we can start to zero in. But just a standard how much does it cost to build question is very difficult to answer.
Yeah, I agree. How do you talk about how you as a custom builder, what's your level of communication with your customers at Curtis Daniel Homes?
Sure. I'm in constant communication with them, and you know, it might be it might not be every day, but there are times during the build where it might be every day. And we might go a couple of weeks without seeing each other, or we might see each other three or four times in 1 week. I'm typically at the job site at least once a day, understanding what's happening and communicating with the customers. I like to tell them, you can reach me day or night. It doesn't matter what time. If I'm not working, I'm thinking about work. And so if you want to call me in the evenings or on the weekends, that's fine. I might not always be able to answer your call when you're calling, but certainly we'll get back to you in very short order. And so I'm trying to constantly be in communication with them, regardless of whether you've built one house or 100 houses. I still think it's an exciting time. Can also be an emotional and frustrating time. And so I think more communication eases those concerns and makes it a more pleasurable experience.
Yeah, I did you ever take a psychology course or any kind of marriage counseling course in college? Because you definitely have to draw on those skills sometimes when you're dealing with the customer, right?
You sure do. And while I haven't taken any of courses necessarily, I've been in the industry long enough to know kind of where the pitfalls and challenges are. And, you know, I've sat in meetings where we've had folks disagree on which direction we should go. And I point out the pros and the cons to each different direction. And ultimately, I think we've been able to get there without too much turmoil. So it's been good.
Do you require your customers to choose all of the items that are going into a custom home in advance, or is that done in stages while the house is under construction?
Certainly, the more we can pick up front, the better. And we run into less trouble the more selections we can make earlier in the process. However, I do allow there to be selections while the build is going on and as we get closer. Sometimes tile, for instance, if we pick that way in advance, by the time we got to needing the tile, maybe that tile is discontinued and they need to go back and make another selection anyway. And so the more we can do up front, the better. Certainly staying on schedule and getting those selections made on time is critical to the timing of the build. But certainly we make some of those selections while the build is in process.
You know, I have the greatest respect for builders and architects, even interior designers, who can look at a one-dimensional set of plans and envision exactly what it's going to look like when it's built. And most homeowners don't have that vision. And how do you help homeowners, your customers, overcome that challenge?
Well, it's difficult. I've had some firsthand experience because my wife is not capable of looking at plans and understanding how the house will look and feel. And so I've had to explain to her why I think something is good or why I think we might need to adjust something on a particular house. And so you're right. I've been able to look at a set of plans and mentally walk through that house and know how it will feel and see things that I think might need to be adjusted. And so, and that's why I like to be involved during the architectural process. I have great respect for what the architects do. They're trying to make it functional as well as aesthetically pleasing. And so I like working through that process, but then also just talking to customers and making sure they understand how it's going to feel and answering any questions. And then certainly getting them there as quickly as we can as the build is under process so that they can look and feel. And if we need to make adjustments as we go, we can do that as well.
How did you come up with the name Curtis Daniel Homes? Is there a Daniel involved?
There is not. That's my middle name.
Oh, okay.
And it's if I had to do it over again, I might not choose it because it's created some challenges and some confusion amongst people. But no, Curtis Daniel Wegner is my full given name. I go by Kurt Wegner, and Curtis Daniel Homes was the name that I chose for my company. And so we've gone past the point of no return, so it's going to stay, and hopefully it won't create too much confusion in the marketplace.
Right. You mentioned that you have some projects on Daniel Island and Mount Pleasant. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Sure. I recently finished a home on Captain's Island, which was a fun build, and have another project currently under construction on Captain's Island that should be finished probably in the September-October timeframe. And so both great builds, and looking forward to doing more work on Captain's Island. I also have a house under construction that is should be complete by the end of July in a little community off of Rifle Range Road called Shell Landing. That home's available. And I think it's a great little community, and I think the house that we have built is going to be a great little house for somebody going forward. And then I also have two homes coming up in Bell Hall. Those will be inventory homes that will be available, so they're on my website now. If people want to take a look at my website and see those homes, and the last project that I have is one on IOP. So a client of mine purchased a teardown on IOP. We're working through the architecture as we speak, and hope to get that home started in the next 4 to 6 months, and looking forward to that one as well.
So it sounds like a few of these homes are you're building as spec homes?
I am, yes. Yep. And so in order to fill in the gaps as I continue to grow my business, we are doing some specs, and those two in Bell Hall will be specs, and the one on Rifle Range is also a spec home.
Some builders prefer to do spec houses versus working with a customer that is going to be choosing all the selections for a custom home. I would imagine it's you're able to streamline the process a little bit more when you're building a spec house.
You sure are. There's at least one less person involved in each of the decisions. But I like working with customers, and ultimately, every time I make a decision on a spec home, I say, "Well, is somebody going to like this one?" And so it there's some comfort in knowing that the house that I'm building for someone is exactly the way they want it. And so I enjoy the contract build, working with customers a little bit more than the specs, but do the specs to fill in the business.
How do you handle, because this is inevitable, it happens with every builder on every house, there's going to be a snafu, there's going to be some sort of something that happens, the wrong material gets delivered, or the subcontractor makes a mistake on an installation. How do you handle that when a problem like that pops up?
Sure, and I like to tell my clients when we get started and we're talking, there's going to be bumps in the road. Any builder who suggests that it's going to be smooth sailing the entire time, it just doesn't happen. And so in every build, there's inevitably a few bumps in the road. And communication is the number one thing to handling those bumps in the road and talking about them and ultimately making them right. Sometimes when something happens and you discuss it with a client, they say, well, that's not what I was expecting, but I really like it that way. Let's keep it. And other times they say, no, that's not what we were looking for. And then we go ahead and fix it. But there are going to be those bumps in the road. I think making sure that we understand that there will be bumps in the road. And then I have a trade partner who always says something to me that it resonates with me. And he says, Kurt, you can't break anything that I can't fix. And while we're not trying to break anything, I like to tell clients that there's nothing that we can't make right. And so that's our number one goal, is to make it right, make sure the customer is happy. But there will be bumps in the road for sure.
You know, we're in a, I guess you would call it a crisis right now, which, you know, we will end at some point. But it kind of reminds me a little bit about 10 or 12 years ago when in 2008, when the country was going through the financial crisis. And I remember talking to some builders back then, and things slowed down, greatly slowed down. People weren't spending money. They weren't able to get loans. That's a sharp contrast to what's happening today. Things are still moving, and people are building, continuing to build and remodel homes and so forth. But one of the things that a few builders told me about 10, 12 years ago was when builders were bidding for jobs, they were kind of lowballing the allowances that were going into the bid. And just to, you know, to circle back to that question about the cost per square foot, to so that the cost per square foot was going to be lower. And I began hearing from builders stories about customers saying, you know, they came back to me afterwards and you know, it turned out it was, you know, more expensive to build with this other builder when we thought we were going to save money. What do you say to that about creating realistic allowances?
Yeah, I think that's important, that it's one of the things that a client looks at when they're comparing builders is, you know, what is that trim level? And if they have questions, they should certainly ask them, you know, what does that look like? What is the tile allowance? What were you expecting with that allowance? Or what does the trim look like? Could you send me to a house where I could see what the trim package you have envisioned looks like? And then make sure that that's what the customer is getting. You know, one of the things that I try and do when I prepare a bid for someone is make sure that they can build the house they're expecting with the bid. And if they can't, then I think I've been dishonest in my bid process. And so I just had a situation recently where one of the costs for an allowance that I had given them came in higher. And when I looked at it, I said, I was a little bit off on that bid. Are on that allowance, and so I increased my allowance and basically ate the cost because I felt like it was the right thing to do. And so I think it's important that people look at those allowances, make sure that it's going to cover what they're thinking. Some people have a very good idea of tile, for instance, and tile it's one of the things that I bring up most frequently because it's one of the areas that can have the biggest spread in terms of cost. We can do a house that looks great and averages, you know, just a few dollars a square foot for tile, or we can spend $25, $30 a square foot for tile, and the total cost is tremendously different. And so let's talk about what the expectations are and then make sure that the bid covers that expectation.
Yeah, I think that's a key word you just used, expectation, because it's really, really important to pay attention and to have a clear understanding of the allowances that go into a bid, because you know, people are building their dream home, and it's very, very easy to say, well, this is my dream home, so I want, you know, the best, and I want this and this and this and all these extras, and you know, if the bid has a very, very low allowance, say for lighting, for example, there's going to be a reckoning, you know, at some point they're going to go, oh my gosh, you're saying that I only have, $10,000 for lighting. I just looked at a fixture that was $10,000.
Right. It's lighting is another one that the difference in a lighting package for a particular house, could be significantly different depending on the fixtures we pick. And one of the things that I want, right, for me, this is about growing this business, Curtis Daniel Homes, and being in it for the long run. And if I try and win jobs by providing low allowances that ultimately don't make that customer happy, I'm not sure that I get a referral. And what I'm looking for is a 100% referral rate. Mm-hmm. And that's talking about everything in an open and honest manner, and not winning a job because I've provided low allowances. And lighting is another one. Lighting is great, but boy, can it change the overall cost of a project with high-end fixtures. And there's ways to go about getting a lighting package that is more affordable. And it's one of the other things that I think interior designers do a great job of doing is helping. I encourage all of my buyers to work with an interior designer. I have one that I work with closely on my spec homes to help me make some good choices and also help me find the deals that will help the house look great. But I think that is a critical component to the process, and I think making sure that we can fit within those budgets is good. And sometimes we might decide to go over, and that's okay. If that's a conscious decision we've made, but let's make sure we've got the right allowances to finish the home the way we expected it.
Boy, you just nailed it though with the recommendation of using an interior designer. I'm a big advocate for that, and it's amazing how many people don't necessarily do their homework, or they don't necessarily rely on a professional to help them make those choices, that the selections that go into a custom home. And, you know, it's almost, I heard a builder tell me one time that, that people, some people do more research on buying a car than they do on, you know, what's going to go into a custom home. And such a big difference in the price, and, you know, the old cliche about it's your biggest investment, but it's true. And, it's very, very easy to make mistakes on your own versus having a professional, a design professional that can guide you through the process. And I always say it's like having a really good friend go shopping with you, but you don't have there aren't that many friends that are willing to do that on a day in and day out. That's where the design professional comes in.
They sure do. And, you know, each of the places that we might utilize the help of a design professional have great internal folks. The lighting store has a great designer that can help us make choices. The tile has a great interior designer that can help us make great tile choices. But somebody needs to pull that all together. Yep. And that's where I think the interior designer understanding the look and feel that you're going for in your home really helps to make the right choices in all of those different places. I have a style that I like, but you know, I still prefer to have somebody helping me make sure that my house is going to look like one cohesive unit versus 10 different rooms, for instance. And so, big believer in having that person along for the ride. Sometimes the interior designer, customer might want them involved in every decision. And other times they might say, well, we don't have the budget for that. We just want them involved in these key areas. And I think either way is good. But I think designing that or having that interior design professional as part of the build team is important.
Yeah, it helps to ensure that everyone's going to be happy with the results. And there's one thing that just about every homeowner, there's an expectation that, you know, when they decide, okay, you know, the couple is talking and they say, okay, let's build a house. And they make that decision and then they say, okay, let's spend X amount on that house. And the expectation is it's going to be an amazing house when all is said and done. And the last thing that you want is to be there to be disappointment or to wish, oh, I wish I had done this, or this was left out. And it's very, very tempting to get that free advice, you know, maybe from the showroom, the different design people in the showrooms, but they don't see the whole picture. And like a design, an interior designer will do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a friend of mine describe or talk about the different choices that they have available. And this is the way I operate, is I want to explain to a client, here's all your different choices in a particular area. And, you know, there's good, better, and best, and all of those have different prices along the way. And, you know, the friend said, you know, I might not be able to afford them, but I want to know about all those opportunities in ways that I can make my house better or different and more appealing. And so I like to present all of them, make sure that people have those choices, and then let them make the decision in terms of where they want to spend the money. But the idea is, let's get all of the choices. Let's get a design professional to help us understand those choices, and then put the house together the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Curtis Daniel Homes?
So I think the best way is to take a look at my website. The new website just went live last week, and so I'm pretty excited about it. There's some great professional photography of the first home that I built on Daniel Island. Just a really incredible house. There's a house that I built in Grassy Creek, which is also on the website. There's just some iPhone shots that I took of that home right now, but that house was professionally photographed last week, and so within a week or two, we'll have some professional shots done there as well. And then the other houses that are in process are also listed on that website. So it gives you a little bit of insight into me and who I am in the business itself. And then, of course, there's a number listed on the website and an email address. And if you want to get in touch with me, go ahead and give me a call. We can have a conversation. You know, COVID sort of changes the way we meet these days. But we can also meet in social distance and get a chance to know each other. So any of those ways, I think, is good. But welcome an opportunity to get to meet some folks and talk to them about their build.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with custom builder Kurt Wagner with Curtis Daniel Homes. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.